This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what are we seeing in the grains today?
Well, we got a really good day going in the grain market here with strong gains across the board for corn and soybeans, as well as some recovery in that wheat market today. So let's go touch on that bean market first. That's where the most strength is. We got, you know, double-digit gains here trading, you know, 12, 13, 14 cents higher in the front end of the market. Couple things. First off, USDA report coming out tomorrow. You know, we'll see what the USDA does with those South American numbers. Not expecting a whole lot of changes. They'll marginally move that Brazil crop down probably to meet where the analyst expectations are. But again, like I said, not expecting anything big there. But we are kind of watching what's going on. The premiums within Brazil alone, we're starting to see the value of their beans go up. In other words, that means there's a little bit more demand. Maybe the supply is not there. That big gap between U.S. and Brazil is narrowing. And I think that's allowing a little bit of money flow to come into the soybean market. Plus, on top of that, solid week of export sales. You know, we're over 600,000 tons this week. That was actually a little bit above the high end of expectations there. So we got a little bit of friendly news in that regard. Move that over into the corn market as well. Good move there today. We kind of had to get through last week's high in that May contract. That was 434, and we saw a pop and then some short covering. Now we got some resistance here around this 440 area. We'll see if we can get through that, but probably an opportunity to get to see some corn bushels maybe moving as guys have been maybe waiting for a 30-cent rally here.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, May corn is up 8 3/4 at 437.5. May soybeans up 15 1/4 at 1163.5. On the Merck, April live cattle up 77 cents at 188.02. April feeder cattle down 67 cents at 255.20. April lean hogs down 30 cents at 84.70. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.